Okay. Again, my name's Danielle, and I'm going to be talking to you guys a little bit today about how we adapted a traditional face-to-face TOF, or training of facilitators, to a website. So we digitized it and incorporated a website to disseminate a faith-based HIV prevention program in the Atlanta area. I don't have any disclosures. So this was part of a grant funded by the Agency for Healthcare Quality and Research, the AHRQ, called TEACH, Training and Empowering African American Churches on HIV and AIDS. It was actually a dissemination grant still ongoing, and we're trying to look at the efficacy of having local community faith-based organizations and churches implement an adaptation of SISTA by Drs. Gina Wingood and Rossi Clemente. So we used a program that we've actually did from 2006 to 2011 called Peak War for Women, and it was found to be effective in reducing sexual risk behaviors. So we just adapted that traditional face-to-face intervention for digitized DVDs and the web. And we were looking at whether or not lay members of the community could actually implement this intervention without basically the interference of public health professionals. So what we did is we worked with a production company, and our master trainers, one of which who is here today, Dr. Tiffany Ahulu over here, worked with our production company to take what they did face-to-face and actually create scripted versions of it. And then they worked with this production company to film everything, do voiceover, add little like lessons learned and facilitation tips to the video, so it was very interactive. The whole process from beginning to end took a year, so that was a lot longer than we expected. But the result was actually really great. It includes a DVD production of an introduction, 3-session modules, because it's a 3-session intervention, a setup guide, so it shows them how to set up everything, what their table should look like, and then we had a supplemental video from one of our collaborators called Many Women, One Voice, and it actually talks about like why churches should be involved with this, giving them firsthand perspectives from women who've been affected by HIV. So in addition, they got scripted manuals, they got a DVD guide that showed them how to walk through the digitized version of the intervention. It gave them tips about how to facilitate, what does it look like to teach, what are some things we've learned from our own experiences. And all of that was wrapped into a toolkit which looks like this. So every single church got this toolkit and everything that's in it, DVDs, all the videos, all the handouts that they needed, the actual intervention, so they didn't have to learn anything, it was scripted for them, and then everything they needed to do the class. So activities, game cards, condoms, penis models, everything the church doesn't want to buy, like that's not really in your budget, like let's go buy penis models, so we provided everything for them. So basically, the website wasn't actually part of the intervention at first, so why did we decide to incorporate one? And really the reasons were for greater usability, accessibility, training fidelity was a big one. We were like, how are we going to go do 50 traditional face-to-face trainings, and how are we going to actually make sure that every church got the same exact training environment? So that's why we decided to digitize it and use a website. Then we personally didn't have to go out. We could look at the monitoring and evaluation through web analytics, and with DVDs too, just getting them the DVD ended up being kind of troublesome because you're asking a whole church to share one DVD versus if you pay to replicate that DVD, you're still like, what if they lose it? What if they don't use it? So putting it on the web is something that everybody can access. So the website was mobile friendly, and it also, we found, was really effective in helping with recruitment and the ease of sharing. So a lot of people wanted to know, how can I tell other churches about this? And we were like, that's a good question. So with the website, we were able to say, hey, just share this website, have them contact us if they want to participate. They could see all the videos, they could see all the info. And if you want to check it out, our website's right there. For time, I wasn't able to show you any of the videos, but you're welcome to check it out. They're all on the web. So this is a little bit what it looks like. This is the homepage. There's a lot of tabs on the side where they can check out information. It has like the program overview, all the videos, all of our collaborators, staff, and it connects them to resources in their local community. So the actual website was developed using Blogger, which is a Google platform. And the reason we did that is because Everything we use is in Google. If you have a Google account, you can embed YouTube videos, you can track everything through Google Analytics. And it took about 1 month to develop. It really wasn't that long. And those of you who are sitting out there going, I don't know anything about HTML coding, it's really okay. I actually was the one who did it. I didn't know anything about coding, but it's really easy to learn, and there's a lot of resources out there. And there's a lot of platforms you can use that actually have templates. So it's basically like typing in Word. You don't actually need to use coding. But if you want to, you can switch over, and you can basically customize it however you want. So it didn't cost us anything, which is also great. But depending on what you're looking for, you can get more advanced platforms that have path codes. You can get developers. You can customize it however you want. So basically, we took all of our written materials, we picked the key concepts and messages, and we adapted them for the web. So we picked out the videos, what were the minimum things they needed to know to go out and teach this program themselves. So we wanted to put everything in one place so they didn't have to keep up with manuals, these handouts, everything, so that if they were on site and they were like, oh man, let me refresh real quick, I don't remember how to do that, they could pull it up, they could watch a video, or it would list for them what they needed to be sure to have with them. So real quick, because I want to get to our results, I just want to show you a little bit of what it looks like. So there's the videos included, it gives a little description of what the videos are about, and it's embedded through YouTube, so you can just click right on it. It has what all the activities are right there, so they can kind of see this is what's demonstrated for you, and then what handouts you need to have to correspond with these activities when you're on site. And then we actually include facilitation tips, so what should you do, what shouldn't you do, and for we actually do quality assurance of all of their sessions, so it actually tells them exactly what they're rating them on and what that looks like. So what's polling, what's maintaining the group, what does that look like, so that we were as transparent as possible about what we were looking for. Testimonials was a big thing because churches wanted to know what other people thought about this. It's a really big social network, and if other people are doing it, they want to do it. So we included pictures of other churches that were participating, and we actually filmed as part of the production time other churches that had already participated in the original randomized control trial. So they were really helpful in helping us get the message out about why churches would even want to be a part of a comprehensive sex education program. We connected them to local resources, where can you get tested, and this was just to make the program as easy as possible. It's difficult to uptake something if you don't know how to connect to local collaborators or where you can even send people to get tested. And then the main component and the main reason we did this is so that we can actually evaluate the uptake of it. Giving people a DVD, you're basically asking for self-report. We can't track how long people spent on it if they even looked at it. So that was kind of one of the reasons that led us to a website. So this is just the data so far. We launched the website in March of this year. So far, in reaching 185 churches, we've had about 3,536 page views. So people have used the website a lot. People spent look at about 5 pages per time on there. And interestingly, the videos are about an hour each. So you'll see that people only spend about 4 minutes on the website, and that's right now because we're just moving out of the recruitment phase. So right now people are going on there, checking it out, seeing who our staff are, and then they watch the little intro video that's a minute. And so that seems to be what most people are using it for. We expect to see the time increase now that we're moving into implementation. Now that churches are watching all the training modules, we expect that time to go up. So most of our users are returning users, which is good. It shows that people are actually using it for training purposes. But the new users are great too because it shows that they're sharing this link and it's driving in new churches to our site. And most of the people obviously look at it once. Again, it's kind of recruitment right now, so they check it out and they're like, I'm interested or I'm not interested. But it's kind of interesting to see how many people have looked at it between 50 and 100 times, and we've gotten that on site. A lot of people are like, oh yeah, I look at it all the time. I watch all the videos. I send it to my friends. I look up testing places on the website. So it's really interconnected as part of the program now. Again, just kind of looking at how many days since they've last at the website. We have a really good distribution. People are on it pretty regularly. They're using it a lot. And some of our more active members, our CAB, use it like every day. So that's where you're seeing a lot of the ones and twos. So if they sign in as part of any platform that collects their demographic data, we were able to capture some of that. So 50% of our people logged in either with like a Google Plus page, Facebook, something like that. We were able to get some demographic data on who's actually using our website. So mostly younger people, and our program is targeted at 18 to 34-year-olds, and we like our facilitators to be within 10 years of that range, so 44. And we are reaching that demographic, but we're also reaching the pastors, the church executives. That's where you're seeing kind of the older range, which is really nice to know that we're actually reaching our target population. Interestingly, though, the older you get, the less time you spend on the web, which is kind of what we expected. The younger people use the web more versus the older people prefer to use the written materials. Mostly female. Again, this is kind of representative of who's participating in our programs. They're aimed at women, and women are the people teaching, so a lot of the people using the web are women. But again, we're still capturing some of the pastors and church executives in that male demographic as well. And our hope was that people would use this as mobile. When they were out at sites, when they were out at their church implementing, they would use this on their tablet and their phone, and that's what we're seeing. About 50% of people are using this not on a desktop or a laptop, which was great to know that it's actually something that can be mobile friendly. People can watch videos on their phones, so that was great for us to know. So this is kind of interesting, and I thought I would share this. I totally thought that our videos would be the thing that people looked at the most, but actually our analytics are representative of what people are telling us. They'd rather know who's coming out and teaching the program than know like some of our resources right now, and that's just because there's a trust factor in going into churches and these communities that often are distrustful of medical personnel. So our most viewed website, besides the homepage, is actually who our staff is. And then after that, it's recruitment information and then the training videos. So what did we learn from doing this? We've learned a lot. My first little tip, not on this slide, is if you're going to embed YouTube videos, make sure you turn off the ads, or pastors are going to get suggestions to watch Justin Bieber in songs about sex, which was mortifying. So, but we actually learned that the website, which was originally what we thought would be used just for training, was actually really helpful with recruitment. So if you're trying to recruit people into something that's kind of complex, has a lot of moving parts, if you want them to be able to look at the materials before they agree to be in your program, this might be a great platform for you, because people were able to look at the videos before they agreed. You know, asking churches to participate in comprehensive sex education, they kind of wanted to see what that looked like before they agreed. So it was really helpful for recruitment. Training fidelity was another big point. We were able to say that every church got the same exact experience. They got the same training video. They got the same web link. So everyone had access to the same materials. And then looking at what they did with it now is going to be really interesting. It also eased staff burden. So if you have kind of a limited budget, if you don't have 100 staff that can be able to go out and do this, this is a great alternative if you want to be able to train sites to do something, but not necessarily train staff to go out individually and do that. It's accessible. When you're working with places where you're trying to juggle multiple staff across multiple locations, this is a great thing because you can just give them the website and tell them, hey, watch these training videos whenever you'd like. You know, you guys train and then maybe we'll come back and meet about it. So that's kind of how we used it. Train on your own time. It's less coordinating. It really made a lot of churches more willing to participate in our program. From a monitoring and evaluation standpoint, that's kind of my interest. Not only did we lessen the burden of data collection, but we're able to track over time. We're able to set certain time frames we're interested in looking at, so we can set it just for the recruitment phase, just for the implementation phase, just for follow-up to look at sharing. It's not something you're able to do with self-report. And Just know your audience. So we're working in both urban and rural areas of Georgia, and some of our churches don't have Wi-Fi or internet access. Even though they don't, a lot of people did have mobile phones, so they're looking at it at home. But when you're trying to ask a church as a whole to train on something, knowing how they feel about digitized media is important to whether or not this is going to work. If you have any questions at all, I'd be happy to answer them. I do want to acknowledge all of our collaborators. It took a whole team and a video production company to do this, so we really appreciate all their hard work in doing this. Thank you.